It's Central Time. I'm Dean Knetter, in today for Rob Ferret. You're with us on the Ideas Network. A study published earlier this month found that 1 in 5 generic prescription drugs were cheaper when purchased through online pharmacy discount programs compared to their out-of-pocket cost with insurance. Those discounts amount to billions of dollars in potential savings for American patients. Our next guest will tell us how online pharmacy programs work, who they could benefit, and how to take advantage of them. And we want to hear from you, too, at 800-642-1234. How high is your out-of-pocket cost for prescription meds? Are you able to afford them? What have you done to be able to pay for your medication? And have you tried shopping around with an online service like GoodRx or Amazon? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Dan Weissman is the creator and host of An Arm and a Leg, a podcast about why healthcare costs so much and what we can do about it. Prior to creating the podcast, he was a staff reporter for Marketplace and Chicago's WBEZ. Dan, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, thanks for being here. Dan, first off, and this may not have a simple answer, but why are generic drugs in particular so expensive in the United States?
Oh, my God. Well, it's not just generic drugs, right? It's drugs in general are super expensive in the United States. And, okay, here's why they're so expensive in general for us. And it's going to be a little complicated. But basically, when we think of generic drugs as being super, super cheap to produce, and they are, and they don't have patents on them, so they could be sold cheaply. But often you come to the pharmacy counter and you're told, like, oh, wait, no, your insurance doesn't want you to take this one. It'll cost you a lot of money. What's happening there is there's our insurance, and our insurance contracts to a company called a pharmacy benefit manager. This is assuming you have insurance. And there's a difference between how things work with regular insurance and with pharmacy insurance. When you go to the doctor and you get a statement from your insurance called an explanation of benefits, right? They'll tell you, like, even if you are still paying down your deductible for the year, the amount you pay before insurance kicks in, it'll say, like, hey, your doctor said that this visit would be $150, but we have a deal with them, so they only charge us $75. And so it's 75, like, we're not paying this time because you're paying your deductible. It's $75 to you. So they pass that savings on to you. With pharma, not so much. So they decide they make a deal with the drug maker, and they decide, you know, what they're going to pay, and they decide what you're going to pay, which is not necessarily connected to what they pay. So, I was just looking at that's the short of it, right? You pay what your insurance, which is to say what their pharmacy benefit manager decides you're going to pay. They also play a big role in why not just generic, but branded drugs are so expensive. Basically, they also cut deals for branded drugs, and then they get a cut, and they tell you what the price is that you're going to pay. But they're not telling you what they're paying. They're not necessarily passing all their savings on to you. So that's the short of it, more than the long of it, because the long of it's really long.
Yeah. And in that study I mentioned, the two services that researchers were looking at were GoodRx and Amazon Pharmacy. And I guess the big question is, when it comes to those 1 in 5 drugs that they're able to offer cheaper than insurance is, why? How are they able to do that?
Well, it's because what they're doing is they're making a deal with those same pharmacy benefit managers. They're going to those same pharmacy benefit managers and saying, like, hey, what's your cheapest price on this drug? Like, what do you sell it to us for? What do you help us get it for? And then they are passing those savings on to you directly. So with GoodRx and Amazon, they're using those pharmacy benefit managers to get a good price. With GoodRx, they're taking a little cut from what the pharmacist at the counter would get, and then with Amazon, they are the pharmacist at the counter, so they're they're getting that. The other model that a lot of people know about is Mark Cuban's site Cost Plus Drugs, and his deal is what he says he does is I find the cheapest generic maker of this drug, and then I sell it to you at a small markup. And so he claims he's being completely transparent about the prices. But it's the same deal. Like, you're getting the benefit of somebody else's negotiation, whereas when you get it from your insurance, it's not that way. And I I was curious. I hadn't thought about this until like 10 minutes ago, but I was asking myself, well, wait a minute. Could I get a better deal than this? Because I have pretty good insurance. And so, you know, for the like medicines I take, I might pay like $10. That's like the lowest price I might pay. And I was like, but could I get that cheaper? And the answer is yes.
Yeah, and Dan, I understand that you have some personal experience getting your drugs a lot cheaper than you might otherwise have. How did you first come to try out these online pharmacy discount programs?
Well, you know, I'm lucky, and the story's a little bit different than that. You know, I changed insurance a few years ago, and when I got the call from Walgreens saying that my prescription had renewed, like, you know, in January, they were like, and that's going to be $700. And this was like for an old generic drug that I've been taking for a long time and been paying like 10 or 20 bucks a month for. And that was when I had heard of GoodRx. And I was like, and I knew that it would allow you to kind of comparison shop to see what you would pay at different pharmacies and that it would offer you discounts on those prices. And so I looked it up and I was like, oh, Walgreens wants, you know, all these hundreds of dollars. And like what I would pay just the straight up no insurance price at the pharmacy counter was like several hundred dollars at Walgreens and a lot at CVS, but like 20 bucks at Costco, which was really, really interesting. And then with the GoodRx discount, it would be less, but still a spread. That's what got me interested in this company and in kind of trying to understand how drug prices work. I was like, how can this possibly be? I ended up paying less because, you know, I was like, this can't be right. I think Walgreens just doesn't know that I have new insurance. They think I have no insurance, and that's why they're trying to charge me this crazy amount. And I went to the pharmacy. I was like, do you guys need my new insurance card? And they're like, yes. And they were like, great. Your prescription is $5. So that was my story. But it got me interested. That's how I came. I mean, I had been doing this show for a few months at that point, and I had thought I knew what I knew about drug prices was it was really complicated. And these entities called pharmacy benefit managers. I was like, I'm really going to have to wait until I'm a lot smarter to understand that. But once I had that experience, I was like, I need to understand this now. Like, this is too weird. So that was my learning process.
We're talking with Dan Weissman, creator and host of An Arm and a Leg, a podcast about the cost of healthcare. We're looking at online pharmacy discount programs, how they work, and who they might be a good fit for. We're taking your calls and questions, too, at 800-642-1234. Dan, you mentioned Mark Cuban's company, Cost Plus. I want to listen to a clip of him now sort of laying out the what it involves. Here he is on The Daily Show with Trevor Noah.
I mean, no one trusts the drug industry at
right.
all,
right.
right? And so what we said was, you know, sunlight is the best disinfectant. So if you go and you put in the drug and if we carry it, it'll show you not only what we sell it for, it'll show you our cost. And
like actual cost,
what we really pay for it. We mark it up 15%. That's it. We have a $3 pharmacy fee and $5 for shipping. That's it. And so you know exactly what we paid. And so you can trust it. And that's the first time in the pharmacy industry where when you're buying a medication, you can trust that you're paying a fair price.
So you're making money?
Not yet.
And Dan, that sounds pretty simple. Is it that simple? What are some of the costs and fees and things people should watch out for if they're considering shopping around on something like Cost Plus?
Well, it's, you know, pretty simple. Like, you know, and he laid it out, like, right, they're going to charge you $3 for this. They're going to charge you a shipping fee. So the question is, but here's what has become kind of a calculation for you each time out, right? One, you might want to compare, like, will I get a better deal from Mark Cuban? Would I get a better deal through GoodRx? But the other thing is that you want to look at like, well, what if I, because when you buy your prescription through any of these services, through Amazon, Amazon's different, but through GoodRx or through Mark Cuban, essentially you're paying cash, meaning they're not involving your insurance company. So if you've got a deductible, an amount that you're supposed to pay before your insurance kicks in to cover anything, then you kind of have to look at, well, basically what's your relationship with it, right? A lot of people have deductibles in the thousands of dollars. And the amount you might pay for medication like might be, I don't know, I mean, just really, really varies. But unless you've got, I mean, but you know, some people take medications that cost thousands and thousands of dollars a year. In which case, you're thinking about like, well, okay, I'm waiting for that deductible to kick in. And so insurance can carry me through the rest of the year. But for a lot of people, if you're like, well, I take this thing for my cholesterol, I take this thing for low blood pressure, whatever, you know, I need this medication for a couple months, but it's not going to get near those thousands of dollars. I'm not worried about that. then, you know, then it might make more sense to see if you can get a better deal. I just looked it up. I was like, oh, this drug that I take that I pay $10 a month for, Mark Cuban seems to be saying he'll sell it to me for six. Like, I got to look at like the shipping and the and their $3 pharmacy fee. Maybe it comes up to 10 anyway. But I'm like, that's darn interesting, right? So that's the that because I'm not going to come near my deductible with the medicines that I'm taking.
Sure. So it sounds like if you have that high deductible that you might not in a normal year come close to reaching, an online pharmacy program might be a good idea.
Yeah. I mean, you know, and sadly, you know, it's so terrible. There's no one thing that works for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it depends what medicine you take and whether your insurance, which is to say their pharmacy benefit manager, has decided that that is a medicine that they will provide to you at a decent price, and what your deductible is and what is available on the market through things like GoodRx or Amazon or Mark Cuban's Cost Plus. With Amazon, you kind of have the option of working with your insurance through them. So that's, you know, yet another, essentially you're kind of like mapping out scenarios everywhere you go, which is a total pain in the butt. Like why should I have to do all this homework? I mean, I can shop for, you know, a can of tuna by just like looking at the prices on the shelf. Why do I have to open up a spreadsheet and a bunch of tabs in my browser and make a couple phone calls to find out where I can get, you know, if I'm going to get ripped off on this medication I need?
We'll talk more about that homework in just a minute. Dan Weissman is our guest right now, creator and host of An Arm and a Leg, a podcast about the cost of healthcare. We're looking at online discount pharmacies and how they might be able to save you money on some drugs. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. Have you used one of these online programs like GoodRx or Amazon or Cost Plus? Have they saved you money? Or have you had bad experiences with them? And what questions do you have for Dan about how they work and why? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Dean Kinetter. Right now, we're picking up the conversation with Dan Weissman, creator and host of An Arm and a Leg, a podcast about why healthcare costs so much. We're talking about online pharmacy discount programs, how they work, and whether you could save money using them. We're also taking your calls at 800-642-1234. And let's go to the phones right now. Nancy is with us in Milwaukee. Hi, Nancy.
Hello. Hello. My question has to do with a drug that has to be put into your arm in the form of a drip. I am 91 years old, and I have advanced osteoporosis. And the drug that my doctor's suggestion is called Reclast. And it will cost me about $1,000 once a year. I have to have this, plus the cost of administration. But if I could get that drug at a lesser cost and just take it to my health clinic where it could be given to me, I would very much appreciate that. So what does your guest have to say about a drug that cannot be taken by mouth?
Nancy, thanks for the call. Dan, do you know anything about that?
Dean, thanks. Nancy, I this is not something I know a whole lot about. I know a little bit, which is if you're getting a drug administered at, you know, your doctor's office or a hospital or clinic or wherever, then it kind of, my impression is it comes through them. So I wish I had a happier answer for you. Google could teach us otherwise. This isn't something I've researched, but that, you know, from folks I've talked to who have had to take kind of drugs this way, my understanding is you get it through the provider. So I'm sorry, I don't have better news for you there.
Nancy, thank you for the call. And Dan, when it comes to those really expensive drugs that really add up, another thing you've written about is these discount coupons people can get. Can you explain how those work?
How much time do we have?
Well, we have
it's
a few minutes.
It's a four-step process. Like, so the super expensive drugs, right, often sometimes are called specialty drugs. Those that can cost like, you know, thousands of dollars a month. That's like the sticker price on them. And essentially, the drug makers and the insurance companies or the pharmacy benefit managers are kind of playing a game. They're kind of playing a game of chicken, and like we're caught in the middle of it. And the way it works is the drug maker sets a super, super high price. They're thinking, well, insurance is going to pay us, right? The insurance company's like, we don't want to pay that price. That's ridiculous. And they're not necessarily able to get the same kinds of discounts because they're not buying in great bulk. They don't necessarily have the, they can't kind of steer you to another equivalent generic version. So they're like, okay, well, we don't want to pay this much. I know what we'll do. This is terrible. Why am I laughing? This is the worst thing ever. I mean, I'm mad about this. The insurance company's like, here's what we're going to do. We're going to make you, the patient, pay out of pocket a whole bunch before we kick in. This is where we talk about deductibles, right? And not just deductibles, but also what are called co-pays, or what you get when you get with these super expensive drugs is often what they call co-insurance. Like, hey, dig me. I'm co-insuring myself. I'm like paying some percentage, maybe 20%, maybe more of the price of this medication. Like 20% of thousands of dollars is a lot, right? So the insurance company is saying like, well, you know, sure, we are going to insure you on this drug, assuming we approve it, right? That's a whole other question. But they're like, but you're going to have to pay a whole bunch up front. And a lot of us are like, where am I going to get that kind of money? I can't pay that much. And the drug company, this is step three, if you're counting, is like, oh, here, you know what we'll do? We'll give you a coupon. And this can come in a different, in various forms. But like, we'll give you a coupon for this super expensive drug. So that'll allow you to pay your deductible, right? Your share of this. Because from their perspective, like, great, they gave you $2,000. They're going to, let's say this is a drug that costs $10,000, they gave you $2,000. They're like, we're going to get $8,000 from insurance. We would have gotten zero. So, we gave Dan $2,000. Basically, we just like, you know, we're getting $8,000 instead of $10,000.
Sure.
This is a good deal for us. And we could get $10,000. We could get $8,000. We could get zero. We're going to take $8,000 here. So that's their move. The insurance company that has now, and the pharmacy benefit managers have now created these, their own programs. They often call them copay accumulators. And basically it's a fancy way of saying, no, Dan, you're the patient. We are counting. We're figuring out how to count it. So if you use one of those coupons, it doesn't count toward your deductible. You have to pay your own money in cash for your share, or else you're still on the hook for whatever your share is supposed to be. Which is terrible. And it goes, the dance keeps going on multiple steps. And then like one new move is the drug company will send me a debit card. You know, they're like, oh, great, we'll send you cash. And the pharmacy benefit managers are now like, we are watching the numbers on these debit cards to make sure that they're not ones issued by the drug companies. And if we catch you using a debit card that's issued by a drug company, we will, you know, take your firstborn or, you know, screw you in some other way. So that's how terrible that is.
So with the discount coupons, the devil is in the details. We have time for another call. Let's go to Margaret, who's with us in Jackson. Hi, Margaret.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. A few years ago, I had gotten a copy of Consumers Reports, and they had a list of pharmacies and who was the most expensive and who was the cheapest. And at the top of the list, as far as being the least expensive, was healthwarehouse.com. And I'm not completely computer savvy, so I just told my doctor that's where I wanted to get my long-term prescriptions from, and he made the call to healthwarehouse.com and, you know, took care of ordering it. But I have seen as much as 90% less costs on prescriptions than from, like, Walgreens or CVS.
Wow, Margaret, thanks for sharing that. Dan, healthwarehouse.com, is that one you're familiar with?
Not till right now. I'll look them up.
There are a lot of these businesses, though. It seems like, is it a growing industry, a growing trend, these online discount programs?
I believe it's growing, and the reason it exists is because, you know, it's a pretty simple way to make a profit. You know, if you're, like, GoodRx is a good example, right? They, they're inserting themselves in the middle of this transaction. They are finding for you the best price, but they're just, you know, they've just got a little computer system set up to do that. They're taking a percentage, like, you know, so millions of people use their service and they might get a dollar each time, or $2 or $5 or whatever, but like, they're not actually doing anything, right? They're not manufacturing any drugs. They're not themselves negotiating directly with drug makers. They're not holding inventory. They're not buying any drugs. They're not operating brick and mortar pharmacies. They're not, you know, all they're doing is putting themselves in the middle of these transactions. and they're they are, which is a valuable service and one for which they do not charge us, right? They're taking a cut out of what everybody else was already taking. And that is the reason that this is possible for them to make a good business out of this, is because there's already so many people in the middle taking a cut. And they're just like, we will take a little cut from these other people's cut and find a way to get savings for you. Like, I'm not saying they're bad. I'm just saying, like, they exist. It's possible for them to do this because our system is so bad.
And Dan, we just have about 30 seconds left. If someone's listening, hearing about these programs for the first time, saying they might want to try them out, what would you have them keep in the front of their mind?
Oh, man. Shop around. See where the best deal is for you. Like I said, you may have to open a spreadsheet, and it stinks. And you're going to have to look at, like, what your... I was just sorting through my email, like, where's the chart again that says what I pay for drugs on which tier of my pharmacy plan? Like, there's just a million things to watch like a hawk. I mean, people do it. Most people are pretty vigilant, but there's a lot to keep track of. But you may well be able to find a better deal for yourself on a lot of drugs.
Well, Dan, thanks for taking the time today and for helping us break this down.
Dean, thanks for having me.
Dan Weissman is the creator and host of the podcast An Arm and a Leg. We talked to him about online pharmacy discount programs like GoodRx and Cost Plus, how they work, and who could benefit from using them. Stay tuned. There's more to come. I'm Dean Knetter in for Rob Ferret. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network.